Okay, so our pre-vote, should you repair 62-year-old gentleman asymptomatic or oligosymptomatic? 3/4 said yes, 1/4 said no. Let's do our post-vote, and you can vote now. Sorry. A is repair, B is non-op. We'll give it another 30 seconds. It's not? Is it active now? Is it active?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. We'll give another 30 seconds to vote. And we'll lock it out. So the initial vote was 73% to 27%. The repeat vote is 65 to 35%. The winner is declared, Dr. Lohr, do not operate on this patient.
So what do we do with umbilical hernias around pregnancy? And we have two amazing speakers that are going to address this topic. The first one is Dr. Ariel Perez. And Ariel is going to talk about that umbilical hernias should be repaired prior to pregnancy. And Dr. Gina Andrales, who is the president of the American Hernia Society, is going to take the opposite view and is going to say umbilical hernia should be repaired following pregnancy. So let's start with Ariel.
Well, we're going to do a quick vote.
Oh, let's do a quick vote.
Yeah. So, 25-year-old woman, G2P2, is considering additional children. She presents 3 months after delivering her second child with umbilical hernia that became symptomatic. Currently, the hernia is bothering her. Should she get it repaired or not? Is it open? You're self-voting? Is it? Actually, there you go. Sorry about that. Another 30 seconds. Okay, I don't see any changes, so we're going to lock it out. Okay, so 42% say use mesh, 35% say use suture, and 23% argue non-operative management. So our first speaker will be Dr. Perez, assistant professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Good morning. My name is Ariel Perez. So thank you to the college and Dr. Tatiana Liang for the invitation to speak today. I'm here to convince you that umbilical hernia should be repaired prior to pregnancy. I have no relevant disclosures except that I could potentially become pregnant one day and I do not have an umbilical hernia currently. Now, 4 out of 5 women in the Western world are expected to give birth to at least one child, and the prevalence of an umbilical hernia during pregnancy is actually quite low, less than 0.1%. Of all the umbilical hernias that are repaired, only 15.4% of those that are repaired are in women of childbearing age. So, should a woman's age and childbearing status change our surgical decision making? Do we need to worry about recurrence rates? In a nationwide retrospective cohort study using the Danish Ventral Hernia Database, Ohm et al. Identified over 3,500 female patients between the ages of 12 and 45 who underwent ventral hernia repair. and then found that women who had a subsequent pregnancy had nearly identical recurrence rates to those who did not have a subsequent pregnancy. In a small case series of 27 women who underwent open sutured ventral hernia repair by Everson et al., those women who subsequently completed pregnancy had no recurrences. In another small case series of 8 women who underwent laparoscopic ventral hernia repair with mesh and subsequently became pregnant, Schumacher et al. Found only 1 recurrence amongst those women. Well, should we even be placing mesh in those women who are going to become pregnant? In another study using the Danish Ventral Hernia Database, Ohm et al. Looked at 253 female patients who underwent umbilical and epigastric hernia repair and then subsequently went on to become pregnant, and found that there was no statistically significant difference in recurrence rates for women who were repaired with mesh and for women who were repaired with sutures. And that was even after adjusting for BMI and hernia defect size. Mesh may also present other problems during pregnancy. In the small case series by Schoenmacher et al., with 8 women who were repaired laparoscopically using mesh, 5 of them remembered a tearing or a pulling pain at the area of their hernia repair site during their last months of pregnancy. And 6 of the 8 women who had a prior pregnancy for comparison actually described more pain in the abdominal wall during the pregnancy after their mesh hernia repair. So umbilical hernia repair prior to pregnancy does have a risk of recurrence, but it's just like any other hernia repair. And suture repair actually may be sufficient, and mesh repair does not provide any protection against recurrence. It may increase abdominal wall pain during pregnancy, and it may make subsequent repairs more difficult. A potential pregnancy should not be a reason to postpone surgical repair of an umbilical hernia, because watchful waiting comes with a cost. In the retrospective analysis of the Truven Health Database, Strosberg et al. Found that patients who did not undergo surgery of a documented umbilical hernia had a higher rate of healthcare utilization with more office visits and had more estimated days off of work. And watchful waiting also comes with patient risk. In the study that's been already stated, in a single institution cohort study of almost 800 patients who underwent watchful waiting, 10.4% were initially asymptomatic, and 15.4% of those who were symptomatic ended up crossing over to surgical repair. And the median time to crossover was 15 months. And 3.2% of those patients required emergency surgery. And we know that female gender is an independent risk factor for emergent umbilical hernia repair, and emergent surgery is more likely to require concomitant bowel resection and has a 15-fold higher 30-day mortality, higher rates of reoperation, and higher rates of readmission. Emergency surgery in a pregnant patient has added risk. In a Canadian study by Duncan et al. Of over 2,500 pregnant women, they found that pregnant women who underwent non-obstetric surgery had twice the risk of spontaneous abortion than pregnant women not requiring surgery. And in a retrospective analysis of the ACS NISQIP data, Pastens et al. Identified 126 female patients who underwent umbilical hernia during their pregnancy. Over half of them had an incarceration or strangulation. Others developed surgical site infections, some had unplanned returns to the operating room, and some had postoperative sepsis. So in conclusion, all symptomatic umbilical hernias should be fixed prior to pregnancy. Recurrence rates are minimally affected by future pregnancy. Women should not have to compromise their quality of life and earning potential while waiting to complete pregnancy. And waiting until after pregnancy carries an unnecessary risk which is associated with potential emergent repair. And women of childbearing age who are planning to have a future pregnancy, suture repair is actually preferred over mesh due to similar recurrence rates, increased pain, reduced cost of operation, and ease of a subsequent repair in the future.